Welcome back to Cerebral Radio's Power 20. You're listening to a special edition of Enter the No Fear Zone, where we've taken the liberty to count down the 20 most powerful albums of our lifetime. Please visit www.cerebralradio.com, and if you have not already done so, please download our Cerebral Radio app. Y'all know I couldn't get away with not playing my favorite bass line of all time, Sly and the Family Stones. It's definitely in our countdown as well. Very thoughtful albums we got going on here. You can pick us up on TuneIn or CerebralRadio.com and listen in. Also, check out our on-demand content. Bounce around over there at CerebralRadio.com and see what we got going on. We got some very cool events coming up in the near future. And we're just getting started. We're trying to change the face of radio. We're trying to change the listening ear. There are far too many problems going on in our world not to contribute. And that's what we're about. We have a long history of change. We have a long history of resilience. Let's do our part, people. And let's jam while we're doing it. Coming in at number 15 is Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. The 2015 album was nominated for a whopping 11 Grammys and won the first award of the 2016 show, specifically for Best Rap Album. He had already won or received four other pre-telecast Grammy wins, making him the biggest winner of that night. He later brought the house down with a politicized performance of The Blacker the Berry and All Right That Fused Spoken Word, live jazz, traditional African dance, and a reference to the death of teen Trayvon Martin. That's my kind of performance right there. That single from that album was The Blacker the Berry, and we're gonna play it. It came in at number 15 on our countdown. Come with Cerebral Radio, my people, and check it out. Number 15.
Now, me go chain full of rocks, and you don't see the rip. changing. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutional lies, manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dose. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then peel out. Muscle cars like pull-ups, show you a 15 mil bout. Black is successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You make me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them treat me like a slave, can be black. Boy, me feel one heap of pain, can be black. I'm an asset, they put me in a chain, can be black. I'm a chain now, me go a chain full of rocks. Hey, you know, see the whip, left yard from me back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them a see we doom from the start, can be black. But remember this, every race start from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. It's cynicism. It's grimy little justification. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a f***ing Aryan. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but f*** you, no f*** y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people. I can tell cause it's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your ways deceitful. No, I can tell because you in love with the desert eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain, then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Xhosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform just cause I'm from the CPT. Punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath.
Dre, I got something to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Example of scene one. Oh, shit. You know what the fuck you pulled me over for?
Cause I feel like it. Just sit your ass on the curb and shut the fuck up.
Man, fuck this shit.
Alright, smart ass. I'm taking your black ass to jail.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. Of police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yo, man, what you need?
Police, open up. We have a warrant for EZ's arrest.
Get down and put your hands where I can see you.
What the fuck? Get out of here, man. What did I do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your motherfucking ass on the floor.
Eazy-E, won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And is on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Jurious finds you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want justice!
Get him the fuck out of my face!
I want justice!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
That was N.W.A.'s Fuck the Police, and from the album Straight Out of Compton, released in 1988. You know, I have to believe that N.W.A. probably didn't imagine how relevant this material would be today. It's almost 30 years later, and this song and this album is just as relevant as it was back in 1988. And so we have a very contemptuous past with police, with the police department all over the United States, not just in Compton. And I cringe, and I really, really hurt when I think about what our young African American brothers and some sisters have to deal with in public. And the judicial system in general as well as the police departments, they need to realize that they are operating off a false narrative. They are operating off of the idea that who is black or brown has some, they have a disposition to act criminally, and that's a false narrative. And we have to eradicate that thinking in all police departments all over this country to stop what's going on in our communities. If you want to, please visit www.cerebralradio.com and take a look at our judicial system, Sorry Not Sorry. It's an article that I wrote several weeks ago speaking to this exact subject matter. I believe we have far too many of our young people continue to be killed by police officers, and it's a problem that exists not only in our community, but it's something that we need to eradicate overall. I'm going to share a little bit of the article with you guys here today. I am so sick and tired of another young black male being shot down by police. I am sick of writing about it, talking about it, recording sound bites about it, or recording videos about it, and marching or holding picket signs about it. I just want it to stop. Do we as black men have a shoot me sign on our backs? It doesn't matter if we only have a cell phone, play gun or stun gun, ink pen or no gun. It feels like we are being targeted for extinction on just about every level. I am not alone as I proudly state that while I don't believe in fear, I cringe at the thought of being placed in a position where I have to deal with the police. It matters not the race of the police officer either, because truthfully, the blue wall of silence, blue shield, or blue coat will never equal black. As black men, we are all aware that the onus will always be our cross to bear. Is it too much for the judicial establishment to look at the disproportionate fatality rate of black men versus everybody else? Is it too much for the establishment to realize that it is the characterization and perception of black men by police officers that has to change? This is not a case for black men to make. It's made every day in real life when we wake up to news of young or old black men murdered by police on a regular basis. We don't need to make the case because we live it daily. We are murdered by police in front of our wives and children, for walking through neighborhoods because we wear hoodies, or for playing with toy guns, while earning money to put food on the table, or our latest victim in his grandparents' own backyard. Sure, they will say after the fact he was running from police or being combative or in possession of an invisible weapon. This is all so convenient, so familiar, so dishonest. It plays out like a bad movie with the conclusion already intact. How can a young white kid walk into a school and murder 17 people and manage to live and breathe time and time again without a hole in his body? Meanwhile, young brother Stephon Clark ends up with over 10 bullet holes in his body, dead on the ground, and he's unarmed. It's disturbing, it is beyond disgusting, and is blatantly unjustifiable. I ask myself, what can I do to help isolate the injustice? It's no longer enough to report or march. It seems nothing we do will ever be enough. Black brothers and sisters, the black community, the minority community, we must ultimately and authentically work together to try and find some answers. So if you want to check out more of the article and more of what Cerebral Radio talks about, please visit www.cerebralradio.com. Again, just to remind you, NWA coming in at number 14, straight out of Compton album, a very prominent album, and is a very important album in terms of what the subject matters that it deals with. Now, coming in at number 13 is another song that really speaks to our current system here in the United States with the African-American community. Is Mos Def, Black on Both Sides. This album was released in 1999. This man does it all. He addresses serious social political issues while remaining positive and affirmative from start to finish. When was the last time you heard an MC drop a line like mind over matter and soul before flesh? When was the last time you heard somebody rap about the global economic and environmental consequences of first world corporate waste and subsequent aquatic pollution? When was the last time you heard a hip hopper sing competently over a fat ass beat about the white appropriation of black art forms? You can't get no better than that. Please check out Mos Def, Black on Both Sides. The single is Mathematics, coming in at number 13. You're listening to Cerebral Radio.
Bucka, 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 bucka. You know the deal. This is me, though. Beats by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the forthcoming live future shot. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep in orbit with the probable tenth. The universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted powerless up out of this towering inferno. My aim so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway and Myrtle. Hip hop passed all your tall social hurdles, like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chip back. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. Some numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits. Ever seen my pockets like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap. 16 ounces to a 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sentence here, and then you're no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens in prison greens facing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they can rock you a PlayStation. This new map is with my motherfucker's ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add. It's mathematics.
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Are we talking about here?
Yo, it's one universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life, mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 8-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next strike. When the average minimum wage is 5.15. You best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bump on the crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics. From your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break, man. Shining women in the figures. Two columns for who is and who team ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings. But you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret. The million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty most
it's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty most definitely. It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mathematics.
Say, where did he go wrong, my Lord? We planned and worked hard from the very start. Tried to make him better than all the rest, but the brother proved to be so much less. But sometimes you wonder now and then, the only time he chooses you when there's something to lose through his personal loss. And the friend pays the cost all the time. Must be something that's freeze in his mind that has made him through grief so very blind. And I don't think he's gonna make
you were just listening to number 12, Curtis Mayfield's Superfly soundtrack in 1972. The greatest quality of any soundtrack is that it can stand alone. This was the last time I could remember where the soundtrack was better than the movie. And Eddie, You Should Know Better was the kind of song that kind of took you in. I felt like I was there, you know. It was very strange. And I could definitely feel the angst, the emotion, the turmoil that the Superfly soundtrack was trying to convey. And it's definitely one of Curtis Mayfield's best works of art. At number 11, we have J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only, a 2016 album. What makes For Your Eyes Only so powerful and significant leap beyond his previous work is the emotion at the heart of the album. For much of the album, Cole constructs a narrative told from a first-person perspective of a character who runs the streets, falls in love, and gets gunned down right as he's about to turn his life around. The character, sensing that his death is near, asks Cole to tell his story to his daughter. That's the whole basis of the album. One of my power picks from this album was for the single, For Whom the Bell Tolls. It came in at number 11. I'm gonna bid you guys adieu as I introduce this song to you. It has been a wonderful time. You have just listened to part two of our Power 20 Top 20 Albums Countdown on Cerebral Radio. Thank you for listening, and thank you guys for being a part of the program. Have a good week.
I see the rain pouring down before my very eyes. Should come as no surprise. I see the rain pouring down before my very eyes. Should come as no surprise. I'm searching and praying and hoping for something. I know I'm gonna see it. I know that it's coming, Lord. But what do you do when there's no place to turn? I have no one, I'm lonely. My bridges have burnt down, Lord. Bells getting loud, ain't nowhere to hide, got nowhere to go. Put away my pride, tired of feeling low. Even when I'm high, ain't no way to live. Do I wanna die? I don't know. Bells getting loud, ain't nowhere to hide, got nowhere to go. Put away my pride, tired of feeling low. Even when I'm high, ain't no way to live. Do I wanna die? I don't know. Bells getting louder. I see the rain pouring down.